I slowly fade it out like that. See?
Oh, wow. Yeah. That was magical, Michelle.
Thanks.
I don't know how you manage to do that every week.
You have to press three buttons at the same time.
No. How do you even have that many fingers?
I don't know. I'm just a lucky woman, I guess.
I wish I had that many fingers for something else. Hey, everyone. It's Friday. 6:30 p.m. Time for Shut Up Weirdo. I'm Frangry.
My name's Michelle.
And we're here to have a good time. On a Friday night. Tonight's topic is... Name three words that are better than I love you. For instance... Shut Up Weirdo.
What else you got?
I brought pizza.
Yep. It's a good one.
It's not herpes.
Mm-hmm.
Obama is staying.
I can't think of it. Mine are all like, life is terrible. And then I'm like, oh no, wait a minute.
Jesus. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I don't know.
A lot.
Not that much.
Look at this.
What is it?
This is a beer opener in the shape of a golf club.
Oh, a little putter. A little pup. When was the last time you played mini golf?
I don't remember, but I am not good at it.
That's what you said about bowling, and then you were great.
That was a fluke, by the way. Even Greg Harrison was like, what was that?
I haven't drank, and now I just have a lot of burping.
I think it's because you gave me that heavy ball I'm not used to.
I did do that.
I think it, like, opened up some bowling skills I didn't know I had.
Mm.
I won't lie, my arm hurt for, like, 2 days.
That's sad.
I know.
Don't you do Pilates? Your arm shouldn't hurt.
It hurt.
Hmm.
It hurt.
Did it hurt so good?
Everything hurts so good.
Do you love that John Cougar Mellencamp song?
Who doesn't? You should sing that.
It's too long.
So good.
I also like, I need a lover who won't drive me crazy. Coog's got a lot of hits.
Coogs?
The Coog.
Which one's that one?
I need a lover who won't drive me crazy.
Sing it.
Nope.
Hum it.
And he's like, hit the highway. He says like something really weird about hitting the highway.
How come I don't know that song?
Play it. But it's 7 minutes long.
I mean, I'll just skip to the middle. What's it called?
I Need a Lover Who Won't Drive Me Crazy. He says some weird thing about hitting the highway all Americana style, like the Coug tends to do.
I need a lover?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know it, right? Right?
I don't know.
The 80s were a fun time.
Where is their singing?
So long, this song.
Is there any singing?
Yes! Are you finding it?
Okay, we just found the lyric 2 minutes and 37 seconds in.
The Coug likes to jam.
Married to
that model. He makes paintings of her in the nude.
What? I'm yes. Googling it.
He's a painter. He's a visual artist. He's a small visual artist. He's like 5'3", isn't
Wait,
he?
He is?
Yeah, I think he's married to a Victoria's Secret model.
Who?
The blonde one. Not Heidi Klum.
Well,
the Russian one.
Russian?
I think so.
Oh, wait, the one that was, like, in his videos?
Yeah.
He's still married to her?
Oh, I don't know. Probably not. I mean.
Yeah.
No, now he's married to, like, Meg Ryan or something.
Elaine
weird.
Erwin. They have babies.
She's not Russian. I thought he was dating, like,
no,
Meg
Ryan.
No,
she is so
right
blonde.
Now.
She looks like a Barbie doll. Mm. He's tiny.
Mm-hmm.
He has sweaty pits in literally every photo I just found of him.
That's cool. I don't mind that. I like a natural man.
Okay, three words. I'm not pregnant. It's not yours. What does sail at rainbow mean?
What?
Sail at Rainbow.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Rainbow
These are three
shop?
Three words.
Rainbow shop?
I have no idea what that is. Anyway, you can join the comments community by going to WFMU.org, clicking on the playlist and comments link.
What are other good three
or
words?
Or you can call us at 201-209-9368. Don't fall, Michelle. Tonight's topic is three words better than I love you.
Hit me harder.
Oh, no. My God, you're such a weirdo.
That's not good.
I would almost give you a t-shirt for that one.
Look at this. I'm lounging.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, it's Nick from Montclair.
Hey what's
Nick.
Up?
Trump's parole hearing.
That's a good one.
All righty. Take it easy. I love you guys.
Have a good one. We're trying not to get too political tonight. Let's have fun. Hi, you're on the radio.
Well, hi, girls. It's Rooster and Scott.
Hey, hi, Rooster. Hey,
hi, Scott.
Well, I just wanted to call and say that I love you.
Well, thank you.
That's nice to hear. That's nice to hear after a long
I
week.
I just called.
Yeah. Scott tells me that's your topic tonight.
You.
Yes?
And I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I think I found my hoof and mouth song.
Absolutely not.
All right. Thanks for calling, Rooster.
You're welcome.
Have a good one.
Love you, Rooster.
Yeah, you want to hear Scott's response?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Oh, wait. I thought that was his response.
Well, no. I just called. Yeah, that was
oh,
my
okay.
opening
What's
remark.
Scott's response? Sorry.
You wanted three words that are better than I love you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, okay, Scott says here, hit this.
All right. That works.
Wait, that's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
Scott's on the list.
All right. Very
All right.
good.
Have a good one.
Have a good one.
Here, hit this.
Do you think Rooster understood what here, hit this meant? Or
Absolutely.
Do you think Scott had to explain it to him?
Pretty sure Rooster knows what Scott means.
Because Scott's been his son for a very long time.
A very long time. Pretty sure Rooster participated in all of the parties.
They did sound like fun parties. I'm sorry I missed
yeah.
them.
In the last letter he sent us, he said he, when he gets out of jail, prison, whatever, I don't know what the difference is. But when he gets out, he wants to plan our meetup because he's good at planning parties.
Oh, I'd like that. That'd be awesome.
It was cute. 201-209-9368. Three words better than I love you. Ready? Paul D has a good one. Wine, bread, cheese.
That's more like a list, but
That's
okay.
That's true. But I guess we didn't specify it had to be a sentence.
I haven't had cheese in 3 weeks. I haven't had pizza in 3 weeks.
Wow. Every time, I never eat cheese now. When I do, I get so gassy. It's like so uncomfortable.
You should get some Beano or whatever that stuff is. My eyes are so red. There's black mold all over this building. I know it. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. What?
What are you doing?
Seeing if there's anything interesting coming up at FMU that I want to tell anyone about.
Like the marathon?
Like our shirt planning that began.
For the marathon?
That's right, that's right.
We gotta start practicing.
Practicing what?
Everything we need to practice for the marathon. It's always a lot of stuff.
It is a tight operation. I hope there will be fried chicken there.
Always.
Year.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi.
You know what I like?
What?
Creepy. What?
No, someone said to me, you're the best.
Oh, that's so sad. You know,
I like that, too.
Isn't it nice? I mean, it was like...
You're the best.
I like that.
I had to use some computer or whatever. And in the lobby when I was leaving, I just hugged her. I mean, she said, you're the best.
I got a text from a man I love once that said, you're the best with 3 exclamation points, and I was thrilled beyond belief.
You know, it could
really?
Be, it could
yeah.
be also
That's
like if
cute.
You run, you're getting a gold medal, they could say, you're the best. But it also can be intimate, you know. You're
mm-hmm.
the, oh, you're the best.
I took it as intimate.
It's intimate, isn't it?
I think I like this one.
When I love a dude, I tell him, you're my favorite.
You're my fave. I, like
I say,
that.
You're the rocket.
Wait, what? That's kind of dirty. What does that even mean?
Like, I don't know. I've just been it. Saying it forever. You're like, you're the rocket. Like, you're the best.
That's nice. I like that.
You've never said it to me.
It only say it only works for boys.
Oh, okay.
Do I get on the list?
No, God damn it!
You would have if you didn't ask.
Why do you ask?
No, no,
that's like being. Do you miss me?
You're the best, and I get the T-shirt.
No, have
sorry,
a good one,
buddy.
Ay.
That was a shame.
Oh, here's a good one. Ra is Rolly on the comments board says Girl Scout cookies.
I don't think Girl Scout cookies are good.
Only the ones, those ones are good.
They're all chemicals.
The one with the
just
coconut.
Just chemicals.
So chemicals are good.
No, processed food will kill you. Especially
you like drugs. Those are processed.
Weed's processed?
Somehow.
It's farmed. It's not processed.
There's stuff on it.
No.
There's got to be stuff on it.
No.
What every lady wants to hear from a man, I was wrong.
Oh, I love hearing that.
Why?
Because they're such know-it-all sometimes about
men?
The dumbest stuff. Yeah. I got an I was wrong this week, and I was so stoked.
Really? You were like, yes. But weren't you just stoked because it was like, that means you were right?
I already knew I was right.
I know, but then when someone admits it.
It was so dumb, and it still felt so good. You can join our comments community at WFMU.org, and you click the link that says playlist and comments on the homepage.
Hi, you're on the radio.
What's your phone, Robbie Beekman? Out of the station.
That guy's been calling for 3 weeks.
Just ignore him. Hi, you're on the radio.
How about soul food chicken?
Those are the three words that you would rather hear instead of I love you?
Well, maybe.
That was funny. All right, pal. Thanks for calling. Have a good one. What are you doing, Michelle?
Putting my keys away.
Sounded like a beer bottle to me.
Absolutely not.
201-209-9368. What about... I'm trying to think of words. I'm not good at this game.
What do you mean you're good at this game?
Got you something. That's from Andy Plants.
That's a good one.
Well done, Andy Plants.
That is a good one.
Go to hell came from Emily.
Oh my God, I have something in my...
Oh, Just Ted says, what was it that a guy said about Frangry? It was something he told his therapist about her. He called me shiny and new.
Who said that?
Long time ago.
Which one?
A guy who pocket dialed me when he was in his therapist. No. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. So, three words that I prefer.
Turn your radio down, dude. Was he like trying to pretend he was a woman having an orgasm?
A panic attack?
Sometimes they sound the same. Sometimes they feel the same.
Mm.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, my three words are, it's in remission.
What?
That's heavy.
Isn't that better than I love you?
Yeah, I would say that is.
Yeah, I would say that is. Way to bring it down.
Yeah, way to
buddy.
Like... Hey, it doesn't all have to be positive, you know? That's positive.
I guess it is positive.
All right, have a good one.
Have a good one.
Jeff in Ottawa? Ottawa? I do this every time.
Ottawa.
Says, I'm leaving now. That's a good one.
When to you... hear or to say?
Both. When you want to be alone, that's a good one to hear. Okay, bye.
Yeah.
Oh, no, don't go. And on the inside, you're like, yes, get out of here.
I would never say, oh, no, don't go if I wanted someone to leave.
What would you say? Even if you were like felt like you needed to be polite? Would you just be like, okay, bye?
I often say, I really need some Michelle time.
Yeah, but that's with people who, like, you know very well.
No, that's with everyone.
Andy Plan says, it's open bar. Mm. Kale in Toronto says, hot dog sandwich.
Funny, Kale. Because it's a throwback to last week's topic.
I spent, like, days fighting with people on Facebook after last week's show.
Sounds fun.
Eventually, someone said, checkmate.
Made you feel good?
Yeah. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello, pets.
Spike?
Yes.
Where the hell have you been?
You've been gone.
Yeah, I've had some problems, which I won't get into.
Are you okay?
You've been gone for three years.
I'm fine.
Well, good to hear your voice, Spike.
Oh, I have three words.
Okay, go.
Let's dump Trump.
Didn't I say? Yeah, well, clearly that's a good one.
You know, but we have to do that. I give him 3 months.
I can't believe we're hearing Spike's voice.
I know, it's so weird.
I was wondering where you went.
Yeah, no, I've had some issues, but I won't get into them.
Okay, good.
Maybe another time.
Yeah.
No, I don't really want to know. Okay, have a good one. Thanks for calling. Happy to hear from you again.
Oh, okay.
Talk soon, Spike.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Crazy. 201-209.
Well, you know. Sorry.
What?
9368.
Mm.
At least things have remained consistent. His calls still aren't good.
But it was nice to hear from him.
That's true. But same old, same old. I'm drawing a face.
201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, guys. It's Kelly Jones.
Hi.
Oh, my God. Famous.
Now, I had to call, and I'm risking my second cell phone ticket in 1 month, so I'm going to keep it real short.
Okay.
In the car, okay? I think you guys are going to get a very cozy feeling when you hear my three words.
What is it?
Anything you want.
Yes!
And you know, it kind of tops I love you because I'm over I love you.
Yeah.
But if a guy says to me anything you want, it doesn't need to mean like, you know, spend $1,000. It just means I'll do anything to make you happy.
Yeah. That's
better than I love you.
It is better. You're right.
Okay, rock out.
Well bye, done, Kelly Jones.
Love ya.
Love you, love you. Bye-bye.
Have a good one. I love her.
I love that one.
I was getting sexually harassed by the boys, and I said, where's Kelly Jones?
She is HR, right?
Which is really funny, because she's, like, the most offensive
person.
Well, she's
accounting, actually.
She's HR, too.
She's also HR?
Yeah, she's the most offensive person in the building, and someone decided to make her HR.
That's awesome.
Of course it was Ken.
Of course.
I needed her help.
With what?
I was being harassed.
Who was harassing you?
Joe McGasco and Scott Williams.
Doubtful. What were they harassing you about?
My pants.
What about them?
My butt and my pants.
What about your butt and your pants?
It's large and in charge.
Let me see.
No, you're going to tell me I have a big butt.
What are those pants?
Theory. I had a thing today.
Like a meeting? Oh, a review?
No, just a meeting.
What kind of meeting?
An important one. I don't like to talk about.
Mm. Let me see.
No, you're going to say you don't like them.
So?
So? Why do you want me to get up so you could insult me?
I'm not going
to
insult you. I'm just.
You already saw them.
Okay.
201-209-9368. What? Three words better than I love you.
Anything you want.
That was good.
That's
she's on the
so
list.
So good.
Kelly it's Jones.
It's so true.
What else? Hi, you're on the radio.
No more nah.
Wait, what?
No more nah.
You know, no more nah.
It's not nah, it's nah, which completely changes it, by the way.
Happy New Year, girls. Have a good, wonderful night.
Have a good one.
Nah.
If Bob Dylan died, would you open that DAT tape and play it? People would kill us if we did that.
Why? Isn't that what it's for?
I feel like it's just for, like, Ken. Or, like...
I'm sorry. If Bob Dylan died while we were on the air, we would most definitely open that tape and play it.
Do you know how to use a DAT machine?
No, but we would figure it out. I would Google it.
Where is the DAT machine?
I have no idea. I don't even know what it is.
It's like a small tape.
I didn't even know that's what was in there.
Digital audio technology, baby.
I didn't even know that's what was in there.
Yeah, it's some 7-second delay episode about Bob Dylan dying or something.
Uh-huh.
I think we're not allowed to play it.
Why?
I triple dog dare you to open it.
Why would I open it now? He's not dead.
Because I triple dog dare you.
No. I'm not trying to get fired. You trying to get fired?
I'm not trying to get fired.
201-209-9368. Three words better than I love you. You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo.
I technically wouldn't have done anything wrong.
Why?
Because I was just asked you to do it.
If you opened it?
No. I wouldn't open it. I would get someone else to open it.
Right. Well,
I'm not
the idiot that's going to open it for you.
Okay, you might not be.
I'm sure someone else in the building is. Probably someone with a penis would open it for you.
I bet I could get someone with a vagina to open it for me.
A, there's not that many people with vaginas around here. And B, they're smarter than the penis people.
They are smarter than the penis people.
They would never do that. Penis people. Ew. I'm going to start calling guys penis people from now on. Hi, you're on the radio.
Ladies.
Gentlemen.
How are you going to not take a dare? Anyway, my three words
are... I don't take dares.
It's for free.
That's always good to hear.
You know, good price. My favorite price.
Things just got incredibly clear.
They sure did. All right, have a good one.
That was scary.
Remember when we wanted to play Truth or Dare with Ken on a marathon show and he said no?
Yep. He says no to everything.
He was scared someone was going to dare him to kiss us.
Was that what happened?
Yes. It's like, who cares? He was like, no, I can't do that. I was like, damn it. At least we tried.
At least you tried.
Maybe like later when he's older and like not as coherent.
How much older can he get?
I mean, he could get like 30 years older and like way less coherent.
Have like no teeth.
I'll still kiss him. 201-209-9368. Three words better than I love you. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frankie. Hi, Michelle. It's just Ted.
Hey, Ted. What's
Hi.
Up?
Hi. Hi. My phrase would be let me help.
That is so sweet, Ted.
Well, you know, I think everybody in the world needs help, you know, at some point, certainly. And I wouldn't be around if it wasn't for a lot of help from a lot of people. So I think that's a pretty good phrase.
Just Ted, you're on the list.
Thanks, Franny.
Have a good one.
Have a good one.
Bye, Ted.
Bye.
That was really cute.
He's sweet. He's a nice guy.
That was nice. He emailed me to ask how to volunteer during the marathon.
Really? Why didn't he email me?
Because you don't really write back to those emails. Probably, is my guess. 201-209-9368. I like how you get mad that he didn't email you.
Well, it's like he doesn't have my email address.
I don't think it's an insult. That
Did you tell him to bring chicken?
No, I didn't. Why don't you email him and tell him to bring chicken?
Well, no.
What kind of chicken did he bring last year? It was like wings?
No, 2 years ago.
I want fried chicken this time.
That's what he brought, fried chicken.
You sure it wasn't wings?
No, I think he brought like fried...
He just brings too much.
I don't know. I ate it all.
He brought like two huge... Didn't he?
Hardy White's not on that Friday, apparently.
Why?
It's on a different day.
Weird.
Which was good because I was so glazed over last time. I don't remember it.
201-209-9368. Three words better than I love you. Hi, you're on the radio.
Sorry, wrong number.
That's okay. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey. I forget who, but somebody once joked that the most beautiful words in the human language were, "It's benign." I think that's up there, but my favorite is, "I made breakfast."
Better.
That's a good one. Also, you have a hot voice.
Oh, thank you.
Who are you?
I'm Alex from Brooklyn.
Sometimes you sound a little bit like a serial killer, though.
I try not to. I'm a little bit hammered. It's
been you are? Oh, well, that makes sense, I guess.
Why? Oh, why has it been a rough day?
Like, what are you talking about?
I'm really just...
Have you been drinking all day?
Not all day. Just for, like, the last 2 hours. I kept on watching the parade. And...
What were you drinking?
Four Roses.
What's that?
It's a cheap bourbon.
Sounds delicious.
On ice?
No.
Straight up?
He said nah, and you didn't get mad at him.
He didn't say nah. He said nope.
No, he said nah.
I didn't hear him say that.
Did you say nah or nope?
I think I said nope.
Oh, okay. Take it back.
I was right.
You were right. I was wrong. Oh my God, it does make you happy. That's so weird. All right, have a good one, pal.
Have a good one.
That was funny. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi.
It's Cyber Stalker.
Hello.
Hello.
Anyway, what are your three words?
Sorry, wrong number. Maybe it was a three-word answer, but...
Can you talk louder?
Hold on a second.
Oh, Jesus. Hi, you're on the radio. Hi, you're on the radio. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Is this the part where we change the topic?
No, it's hopping.
Yeah, change the topic.
Why?
Why not?
What are your three words?
Honestly, I have no idea.
Then why'd you call?
Probably something about food.
What did you want to say when you called them?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, you just wanted to call?
You just wanted to say hi? You
just wanted to be on the radio?
Yeah, just want to say hi.
Well, hello there.
How's life?
It's good. No complaints. How about yourself?
It's pretty good.
That's good. You know, could be worse, I guess.
That's true.
Could be better.
Could be better, but could be worse.
Yeah. Well...
All right, nice talking to you.
A good night.
Have a lovely life, my friend.
Yes, you too.
All right, have a good one.
Bye, buddy. That confused me. How red are my eyes right now?
They're not red.
Oh my God, they're so red.
Oh my God.
They hurt.
Do you know how much it costs to renovate a bathroom in New York City?
Can I guess?
Yeah, go.
Well, you have a taste for the finer things in life, so I'm sure you're getting the best fixtures.
Wrong. This isn't even with fixtures.
What does it include?
Just the construction.
How much construction, though? Do they have to
gut the bathroom? No moving of the plumbing, but gut the bathroom.
No moving of the plumbing.
Gut the bathroom.
Tile work?
Tile from the floor to the ceiling on every wall.
$10,000.
More.
$15,000.
More
than $15,000 for a bathroom your size?
Yep.
Are you doing a double? Are you extending the tile into that other room?
Nope.
Then you're getting robbed.
They've all given me the same ballpark estimate. 18.
Mm-mm.
18! And that's not even buying anything.
That doesn't sound right.
How insane is that? Oh, no. Wait, you're right. It's 14 for the bathroom, and then the rest is, like, painting the apartment, like, fixing the wall. You're right. It was 14, 15 for the bathroom. Does that sound right? Isn't that crazy?
Sounds high, but that tile work is really expensive.
Should I just not tile the whole thing? It'll look so nice,
though. It will look beautiful, but it might not
like
be
I'll
worth it.
Like, I'll save a couple grand or no? No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Tile work is really expensive.
Why?
Because it's incredibly time-consuming. It's very detail-oriented.
Yeah.
And it's really, really labor-intensive. You could probably find a different Tyler, though. Like, you should get the breakdown from your guy.
Yeah.
And then I bet you could save on certain things. You should definitely ask for a breakdown of, like, the tasks. Don't get, like, one lump thing. Make them do an itemized list of what things are going to cost.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Thanks, Michelle.
You're welcome.
But, like, so you think it should be, like, 10 or 11?
Well, Florida's ceiling tile is intense.
Really?
Yeah, but I think you could find someone else to do it.
It'll look so pretty.
You should do it, but I think you could find someone else to do it.
I could probably get a friend to do it.
No, do not get someone who's not an experienced tiler to do it.
Vito has tiled every single one of his restaurants himself.
I believe that.
Vito could do it.
Okay, but you'd have to pay him.
Well, yeah, of course. I'm going to tile my apartment for...
I know a tiler.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You want to hook me up with a name?
Yeah, Kenny was a tiler for 10 years.
Oh, okay. I'll pay Kenny.
We'll see.
Well, I'd rather have my money go to someone I know.
He'll do it for 10 grand.
I don't have that much. For tiling. Thanks for helping me, Michelle. You just ripped me off. 201-209-9368. Three words better than I love you. Should I get dark grout or light grout?
White tile? Subway tile? You're going to do subway tile,
the bigger one, though. The bigger one.
Subway tile. You should just do light grout. You're not a dark grout kind of girl.
How dare you? How dare you pigeonhole me? It's harder to clean.
No, it's easier to clean.
The white? How? Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, yeah, no, the white's harder to clean.
Hi, vagina people.
Hello, penis person.
Hi, penis person.
Congratulations, you're hired.
Well done. Nice delivery. You sounded like a game show host.
It's a contraction, but I guess that goes.
That's okay. That's a loophole.
Yeah, it is a loophole.
Okay. Thanks, vagina people.
You're welcome, penis person. Thank you. Have a good one. You know, like with your penis and all.
201-209-9368. We are lit up like a Christmas tree here on Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU Freeform Radio.
They're saying that you could tile my bathroom with your ceramic skills with Z's at the end.
Who wrote that?
Mr. Johnny.
I could make you custom tile.
Yeah, right. That'll cost so much money.
It would.
No way. I'm not that rich.
Actually, you could get, like, six customs tiles to go around one part.
Hi, you're on the radio with our initials.
I would choose I miss you.
I miss you. Okay, that's a good one. Have a... 201-209-9368. Everyone's telling me to do white. Hi, you're on the radio. That guy needs a life, for real. Like,
big time.
At this point, it's, like, sick.
It's pathological.
Remember when... Were you on the air when we used to get the squirrel? Or
yeah.
Was it me and Andy?
I think it was both.
It was that long?
Mm-hmm.
That guy was nuts.
But the thing with this guy, that guy only called our show. This guy calls at 9 in the morning, at 12 in the afternoon. On
really?
6 o'clock Wednesday, he calls Clay Pigeon Show.
Like he
calls 7.
He doesn't sleep.
No, it's, like, constant calls.
I heard Clay Pigeon thought it was funny.
No. Fabio said.
Oh, someone did.
Fabio said, "This is fantastic."
Why?
Because he likes weird stuff.
Oh, that's
you know,
funny.
Fabio's going for his 35th year on FMU this year.
Is that going to be you?
That's unreal. That's amazing.
Are you going to roll that way?
Yeah, I'm going to die, like, in this chair.
Really?
Yeah, where would
Should
I go?
Should I open that when you die?
Bob Dylan will be dead before me.
How do you know?
I don't.
I like that you had your answer ready before I even finished.
No, when I was coming out of my mouth, I was like, I'm going to die before Bob Dylan.
That's funny. Hey, you're on the radio. What's up? Yo, you're on the radio, dude.
Hi.
Oh, boy.
Hey.
Do you... Okay, I'm hanging
No, up. It was a kid.
Well, sorry. Get on it. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. I think that three words better or, I don't know, equal to I love you is I really understand, because it's like another layer of love, like that you go deep.
That's like a woman's answer.
Damn, this is deep.
But someone with a penis would never have said that.
Can I say something not cool?
Yeah.
I understand is only two words.
No, she said I understand you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's your name, sister?
Sarah,
you're on the list. Listen, at the end of the hour, you might win a free t-shirt.
Oh my God, thanks. Okay, cool.
All right, have a good one.
I hate being misunderstood.
Everyone does.
I've spent hours in therapy talking about
feeling misunderstood. Everyone hates it.
Very upsetting.
It's the worst.
Horrible, horrible feeling. I like that song, Please Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood. Do you love that song?
Yeah.
I love that song.
Someone just called you delicate.
You've called me that before.
No, wasn't it my friend Holly that called you that?
Oh, yeah.
You are delicate. Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, really?
Hello, this is Jim Cook. I beat cancer?
Well, that's a good one. But...
Okay, not much fanfare. I guess I shouldn't have gone that way. Anyway,
wait,
I love the show. Have a good night.
Thanks, bye.
That was so fast.
That confused me.
Me too. I beat cancer isn't the words you want to hear, is it? Well, I guess it is if it's someone you love, but...
Yeah.
What? And then he got upset that we didn't give him, like, a really good... That was weird. I feel like he got mad at us.
No. I think he was nervous.
Oh, okay.
Because I think he said in the beginning, is this stupid?
Oh, did he?
Is that what he said? Because first I thought he said, you are stupid.
I'm stupid?
No, like, I thought he was like, you guys are stupid.
Oh.
But then I thought I misunderstood. The whole thing was odd. What an odd exchange.
Paul D. would like us to discuss our experiences with Invisalign.
Why? How does he know we have Invisalign?
Maybe he wants to get it. No, I only have the retainer. And was it worth it? Yes.
I'm getting it again.
Why?
Actually, my next appointment is Friday. Next Friday. Because I blew it the first time and now I have to get it again.
Because you didn't wear it?
I have headaches all the time again now. No, I got the retainers, and then my tongue thrusting busted my retainers out.
You and your tongue thrusting. Busting things out. Hi, you're on the radio. Hi, you're on the radio.
My three words would probably be, that sounds difficult. Sometimes when you're having a tough day and you just want someone to listen to you, all you need is an ear.
I might cry. That's good. What's your name, pal?
My name is Phil, and I'm in Metuchen.
Phil with a PH?
Yep.
All right, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour.
Cool. Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too.
So hard to not make some kind of Metuchen joke.
I know. I saw your face.
I held back. 201-209-9368. Freeform Radio, WFMU.
Hi, you're on the... I can't hang up on him.
Hello?
It's not broken.
Goodbye.
This is a new guy. That was a new guy.
No, it wasn't. That was him.
Hello?
Oh. I hung up on him. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, Michelle. Hey, Frank. What's up?
Hi.
How you doing?
Chillin', how you doing?
I'm alright. You know, hanging out. So, I got my three words. They're like my three favorite words ever.
Okay, go.
Peanut butt.
Why'd you hang up?
I don't know, it sounded offensive.
It did not.
It's hanging up is like my version of the dump button.
It's different.
No, it's not. It's the same effect.
Mm-mm.
201-209-9368. Three words better than I love you is our topic. Let's knock off some of the lists.
Oh.
Here.
I feel like we haven't had a long list in a long time.
Yeah, we don't. Here, hit this.
Nah.
Anything you want.
Love it.
excuse me. Let me help. I understand you.
Love it.
That sounds difficult.
I like the ones that are about making my life easier. (laughs) 201-209-9368. There's about 15 minutes left here on Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU.
The people want you to explain the tongue thrusting issue.
I push my tongue against the front of my teeth when I sleep at night.
So does that mean you get buck teeth?
Yes.
Yeah, same. I don't have anywhere else to put it. Where else do you put it?
You're actually supposed to put it on that dip in your mouth in the back, like behind the...
Behind your bottom teeth?
No, on your top. Like, you see the dip that's, like, behind...
Are you serious?
That's where your tongue is supposed to be.
Who told you that?
I read a book, but... I read a book about oral pleasure,
mm-hmm.
written by a speech pathologist.
Mm-hmm. Tell me more.
Who studied placements of the tongue in the mouth and how you get a stronger tongue and how you can give better...
Mm-hmm. Got it.
And the proper place where your tongue is supposed to live, where you notice it lives when you're wearing your Invisalign, actually, is in that dip behind.
The dip behind is so far that I have to physically force my tongue.
But if you notice when you're wearing your Invisalign, that's where your tongue will sit.
No way.
Yeah. Put it on tonight and see.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we have buck teeth?
Mm-hmm. But you can train it. You can train your tongue.
It feels so unnatural.
But I honestly did it for a while and it felt much more natural. And then it stopped again after the Invisalign went away.
Does my face look different?
Yeah, you look much thinner.
Oh my God, thank you.
You're welcome. I understand you.
That sounds difficult.
I can lend you this book.
Yeah, I want to read it. Everyone needs to be better at giving... You know?
Yeah. There's also another one I'll lend you.
Are they all about bee?
They're about all kinds of things.
Sexual things?
Sexual things.
Okay. Hi, you're on the radio.
Okay. How about It's So Big?
Is that the end of it?
Well, that's one. What about Trump loses election?
I don't want to get political.
Yeah, yeah.
This hour is an escape.
This hour is a time to laugh.
Oh, yeah. I'm off on time to laugh or anything like that. I'm on a 7-second delay, so, yeah. Anyhow, that's my submission. It's so big.
You know this is Shut Up Weirdo, not 7-second delay, right?
I'm on an even longer delay.
Oh, that. Okay, got it. I thought you were talking about the show. All right, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, so I'm thinking love is energy, or vice versa.
Don't be mean.
That's good. Are you a hippie? Are you a vegan?
I do work for a company that... recycles.
Are you a vegan?
For a company that recycles, he said.
I bet you're a vegan.
He doesn't sound like a vegan.
Not a vegan, but okay. I used to work at a 100% organic restaurant.
Of course you did.
There's nothing wrong with that.
All right. What's your show? I just turned it on. I have no idea what this is.
Oh my God, this is the first day of the rest of your life, my friend.
What's the deal? I just moved here from California.
All right. Really? Let us teach you some things.
Oh my God, you're going to be the coolest kid in school tomorrow when you say you listen to WFMU now.
This is the greatest radio station
in the world.
Pretty much.
You're listening to WFMU 91.1. It's freeform radio at its finest.
So we don't have any ads, no money from the man.
No one tells us what to do.
We do whatever we want.
And then the show after us does whatever they want.
And even the one after that. Okay, let me tell you a rule.
Another rule.
You cannot curse on the radio. We might not get money from the man, but we still have to follow the man's rules.
Ah, I see. Okay, that makes sense. Well, I can say funk the man.
Yes, you can.
All right.
Well, have a great night, ladies. Thanks for the radio show.
All right, we hope to hear from you again next week.
Keep listening, you'll get hooked.
All right.
You really will.
Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
My three words are, you are hot.
Yeah, that's the greatest. I've never heard that before. I'd rather get I love you than you're hot, no?
I'd rather get you're smart than you're hot.
I'd rather get you are beautiful.
Those are my three words.
Actually, I'd rather get you are funny than all of the above.
Yeah, but I already know I'm funny.
Jesus.
What?
Yeah, but who cares? You know you're pretty, too. Doesn't it still feel nice to hear
it? I definitely know I'm funnier than I think I'm prettier.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, have a good one. People are wondering where Robin is.
Yeah, where the hell is Robin?
She's not here today.
Well, she's got 10 minutes to show up. 201-209-9368. You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. I feel like this one's kind of obvious, but I've got food.
Delicious. All right, have a good one.
Another one?
What?
The toilet seat's down. Toilet seat's down.
I'd rather just see it down.
Yeah, you don't have to announce it. You should just be doing it.
Yeah. All right, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Dick's out for Harambe.
What? What?
Hi.
Hi.
What? I'm hanging up on you.
Don't hang up.
I don't know. I feel like he was inappropriate. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello. Wait, hold on. 1 second.
What?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, sure. Okay. We'll wait.
We have all the time in the world.
Yeah, we're not doing a broadcast right now.
It's not like this is live.
Do you want us to wait while you go to the restroom?
No. I have three words. Do I tell them to you now?
Yes, you do.
Okay, my three words are Bush 9/11.
Stupid.
Everyone knows the aliens did 9/11.
My dad thinks 9/11 was an inside
job.
Come
with me.
Double entendre. Have a good one.
Really?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, it's Bennett.
Who?
Bennett.
Hi, Bennett.
Bennett, he said. Don't you know who I am? This is
sorry, you got cut off.
Bennett.
So, listen, I'll make this quick. I have a story and a quick question. The first is the story. My sister had a boyfriend, and his name was Wickham. We'd call him Wick.
His name was Wickham?
And we all loved Wick. And she loved Wick, and Wick was her first love. And Wick died. And she told me what he said to her that was better than I love you.
Go.
And the words were, I geek you.
Dig you?
I geek you. Geek. Kind of like nerd, but geek.
I geek you?
I geek you.
I geek you?
Geek
that's,
you
know.
Yeah, I geek you.
Okay, we got it. We got it.
All right, good.
But I disagree.
Well, I thought it was cute, or I thought it was, like, I turn into a geek around you.
Yeah, but that bro was just scared to say the word love. That was a cop out.
Oh, he said that too, but I guess he thought it was overrated or overused.
Or he was in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were kids, sure.
Yeah. All right, have a good one.
I like it. You too.
Bye, Bennett.
Oh, my question, where's Robin?
We are asking the same thing.
I don't know, ask Robin.
We're not Robin's keepers. Right, she's a strong, independent woman who does whatever the hell she wants. Just like us. It's almost over, you know.
I found it.
That's your answer?
That came from Andy Bland. I'm single now. Who wants pie?
I haven't had sugar in 3 weeks.
Let me drive. What? How is that good? good.
Let me drive?
Yeah.
Well, you never drive, so you don't know why that would be good.
Yeah, everyone always says that to me. Hi, you're on the radio. What? I can't understand you. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, girls, how you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Pretty good. My three words are, want some weed?
That's a good one.
All right. Well, worth a try.
Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. Let's stay together.
Ugh, no. If you have to have that conversation, you should break up.
Really?
Yes.
I think it's optimistic.
Aw.
Doesn't that feel good?
No.
If you're... No? Okay.
Bad news. Have a good one.
How about I forgive?
That's a good one. Well, that one's
scary. I never do anything wrong.
What? What's wrong with you? Of course you do.
No one ever is like, I forgive you.
You honestly don't believe that you ever do anything wrong?
Maybe, but I've never been like, I forgive. Someone's not like, I forgive
you. That's because
you
don't apologize.
That's not true. I've apologized.
And people aren't like, that's cool. It's all right. No worries.
What?
All right, have a good one. Wait, do I even have someone on the phone? Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, what's the topic?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Harsh.
Yeah, you ask her where she wants it.
Hi, you're on the radio.
This only works with a random chick.
What
Drop
does?
Your pants.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, what can you do? Oh, yeah, and Spike's back.
Yeah, no.
And he didn't even slam Staten Island. I'm very proud of
him. It's good to hear from you, though.
You too.
I like hearing from everyone.
That hot dog thing, man, it had legs. I like. Oh, lots of people had a lot of opinions on the hot dog.
I know it was a good one.
I was
that topic went on for days. Have a good one. That was the only topic we've ever had that it went on the Facebook page for days.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I had a bone to pick with you about the Facebook page.
Oh, why?
You told me you were only going to post a bowling picture to Instagram, but then you posted it to Facebook, too.
Oh, do you want me to take it down?
Not now, because now everyone's seen it already.
So? I don't remember telling you that, but it wasn't like a malicious thing.
Felt wrong.
That's too bad. I'm not going to apologize for that. I forgive you.
Don't you dare.
I don't remember saying that. I wouldn't have.
I was like,
I
these
remembered.
Pictures are terrible. And then you're like, I'm just going to post it to Instagram. It'll just be small.
But then
don't
you
worry.
Saw it and you liked it.
And I was
it.
Like, fine, just Instagram.
But then when you saw it, you liked it.
No. And then you're like, I'll just post it to Instagram.
I thought that when you saw it, you liked it.
No, I do not like it.
Well, take it down.
It's too late now.
Okay, well, can you take a deep breath? That's really not a big deal. Yeah. Hi, you're on the radio. Also,
Hi,
you can get on there and delete
words?
It yourself.
I don't know how to do that.
Sucks for you. What?
Can't really hear you, but mozzarella sticks fountain.
Fountain?
Mozzarella sticks fountain?
Hello, you there?
What's a mozzarella stick fountain?
Mozzarella stick fountain?
Yeah, that sounds gross.
Sounds delicious.
All right, bye. We have to choose a winner.
Choose a winner.
We've got Kelly Jones with Anything You Want,
mm-hmm.
Sarah with I Understand You, or Phil with That Sounds Difficult. It's Kelly Jones or Sarah. Anything You Want or I Understand You. Which one? Anything You Want is the best one, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Kelly Jones is the winner!
Woo, woo, woo!
Kelly Jones, email me, or I'll give you a shirt during the marathon. We're done here.
You've been listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Please stay tuned for our friend Billy Jam, who has a special inauguration episode of Put the Needle on the Record.
Yeah, yeah.
See you next week.
For the first time ever anywhere, the 45th President of the United States of America, Donald J.
Bullfish,
President Carter, President Clinton, President Bush, President Obama, President Donald J.
Bullfish,
fellow Americans, and people of the world.
I'm gonna bomb the shit out of.
We, the citizens of America, are now joined in a great national effort.
I'm gonna bomb the shit out of them. It's true. I don't care. I don't care. They've gotta be stopped. I don't care. I don't care.
To everyone gathered here today and everyone watching all across America, we will face challenges.
How do you have breakfast with people every day of your life?
We will confront hardships.
Hit your mother over the head with a hammer.
This is your day.
He's no Reagan, that I can tell you.
This is your celebration.
I mean, my hair is better than his hair, that I can tell you.
And this, the United States of...
A couple of young women, you know, in North America, a month. There's a 6-year statute of limitations on that crime. You can say anything about anybody.
Today's ceremony, however... Because today, we are not merely transferring power from one administration to another, or from one party to another, but we are transferring power from Washington, D.C., and giving it to me.
Donald Trump.
Because this moment is me. It belongs to
me. It will be me. Believe me, folks. Who else does this without a band or without a musical instrument? I am the least racist person that you've ever met.
I have a great relationship with the blacks.
Go home to mommy. I know how to deal with trouble. Believe me. Who else does this without a band or without a musical instrument? The least racist person.
I have a great relationship with blacks.
All over the world they're talking about it. All over the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the Honey Drippers in the house tonight. And they just got back from Washington, D.C. I think they got something they want to say.
Hi, you're on the radio. Make this quick.
I'm the messenger. I'm just the messenger. And I love you. Believe me, I love you.
Ew. Hi, you're on the radio.
I think it's a disgrace. And that's something that Nazi Germany would have done and did do.
That's not a reason. That's not an argument.
First of all, very few people listen to your radio show. That's the good news. Let me just tell you. Which happens to be true. Check out the ratings.
The hell are you talking about?
That information that was false and fake.
Wait, what?
And never happened, got released to the public.
You love to fight.
And I think they ought to apologize.
What is wrong with...
I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay?
You're, like, high on power. You're, like, loving. You have, like, a look in your eye.
Am I allowed to finish?
Yeah, excuse me.
You're crazy.
You interrupted me. You apologize.
This is why it's impossible to argue with you.
Am I allowed to finish?
Thanks for calling. Have a good one. You're wrong. Hi, you're on the radio. Make this quick.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello.
Who is this?
It is wonderful to be here today with you and with my husband.
Ew. You need to turn your radio down. Hurry it up.
We always have a great marriage and strong relationship.
Come on. No, thank you.
We say some bad words. And it's very normal.
Oh, yeah? Why is that?
Sometimes I said, I have two boys at home. I have my young son and I have my husband.
It's not cool. Hi, you're on the radio.
The military.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Subversion, baseball, and apple pie, and everything about America.
The government has now banned the carry.
It was a place where everything was legal.
His face got red, he shook his finger at me, and he screamed...
First of all, very few people listen to your radio show. Failing pile of garbage.
And then holds the entire town hostage because he's decided he hates television.
Big news.
What the hell are you talking about? Hi, you're on the radio.
We are going to make America...
Grab him by the...
Hang up on this man. Yeah,
this
no,
man
no.
is insane.
Good night.
That's enough.
But America's done it. We've actually elected an internet troll as our president. On the walls were pictures of all the presidents of the past. Now, to my knowledge, the first black person that was officially invited to the White House was Frederick Douglass. They stopped him at the gates. Abraham Lincoln had to walk out himself and escort Frederick Douglass into the White House. And it didn't happen again until Roosevelt.
Make him clap to this.
To show our appreciation for your support.
Make him clap to this.
Thank you, DJs.
Make a clap to this. Make a clap to this. Make a clap to this.